はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Stop by our website JapanesePod101.com for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com.
おはよう、東京。夏子です。
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. As always, we're brought to you by Eric Klainen, the translation and interpretation specialist. Again, thank you everybody for the reviews, the votes, the emails, the posts.Again, it's Monday morning. We read them all. It gets us ready for today's lesson. Right, Natsuko?
Right. Thank you.
Please keep it coming. Again, we feed off this so much. Stop by JapanesePod101.com and leave us a post. Okay, back again with survival phrases number 9.
Wow, 9 already.
Yep. These are the phrases that give you the tools to make opportunities and help get you the most out of your trip. And now...We're in this stage where this is not only for people new to Japan, but for those of you who have been here a while and have not had the time to get the most out of the language.
Oh, yes.
Now, these are phrases that we have carefully thought out because you're going to run into them the most.
Right.
And being that what it is, since you eat 3 times a day, yes, we focus so much on the restaurant.
Right.
But again, a couple more of these restaurant lessons and you're going to be set.
Oh, yes.
Probably even get a job there.
Try.
Okay, without further ado, we're going to give you the first expression. Now, when you walk into a restaurant, again, in Survival Phrases 1, we gave you...
いらっしゃいませ。
One more time?
いらっしゃいませ。
Yes, and that's the first greeting, right?
Yes.
Now, if it's a restaurant where there's a maitre d' or a host, you're going to get hit with another question right off the bat. So it's going to be...
いらっしゃいませ。
Plus this question. So what we want to do is, up until now, we've been giving you things you say. Now, we're going to give you things that you're going to get.
Right.
Whether you want to or not, they're coming.
Yes.
Okay? So we're going to get you prepared. So Natsuko is going to give you, full speed, what you would get when you walk into a restaurant with a maitre d' or host. Full speed, no holds barred. Okay? Natsuko, onegai shimasu.
いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか?
Okay. ゆっくりお願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか?
ゆっくりお願いします。
いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか?
英語で何と言いますか?
How many people? Or how many people in your party?
Yes. This is the question they're going to ask you. How many people?It's not that tough. Again, for business, they just dress up the Japanese. It's just Japanese in a tuxedo.
Right, right, right.
You know, the base...
That's nice.
Yeah, looks nice. Looks nice. Looks nice, talks nice. But again, it's just a question. The same basic question. How many people? How many you got tonight? But they just dress it up. So what we're going to do now is we're going to break it down to show you that there's not too much to this. Paper tiger.Okay, give us it one more time. Nice and slow, Natsuko.
何名様ですか?
A little slower than that.
Sorry.
何名様ですか?
And break it down by syllable.
何名様ですか?
Okay, now the first part. Give it one more time, please.
何
And this is?
What or how? Well, in this case, how many?
Yes, break it down.
何
One time fast.
Nam.
Then we had?
Me.
Which is?
People.
Break it down.
Me. I.
And one time fast.
Me.
Okay, next we had?
Sama.
Which is?
A polite version of referring someone.
Yes, break it down.
Sama.
And one time fast.
Sama.
Yes. For example, in formal Japanese, we say what?
San.
Yes, and we usually attach the last name. So in Natsuko's case, her last name is...Kawamoto, right?
Yes.
So I would say in formal Japanese, Kawamoto-san.
Right.
But the next level above san, and that's what, is that the highest?
Yes, usually.
Usually. So the next level above that is?
Sama.
Sama. So Kawamoto-sama is very, very polite. Usually, this Japanese is usually used towards customers.
Yes, and well, in business as well.
Yeah, for the utmost respect.
Yes.
So when you go into the restaurant, they're just giving you the most extremely polite Japanese, which is...
Sama.
Yes. So just how many people in extremely polite Japanese?
Yes.
Which comes to...
何名様 desu ka?
Okay. And now, Natsuko, how can we answer this question?
If you're not confident enough with your Japanese, you can just use your fingers.
Yes. And you know what the funny thing is? The advanced people, they use their fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Because we understand what's coming,
mm-hmm.
and it's just easier. So just however many people are in your party, that's it. Just give them the flash. Now, for those of you who want to try out answering,
mm-hmm.
we're going to give you 1 to 5 people.
Okay.
What do you think about that? 5's enough, right?
I hope so. Or maybe there are very big family people.
Yes. Anybody with bigger families, check back to our other lessons. We got the details in there. Okay, so can you just count 1 to 5 people for us?
1人, 2人, 3人, 4人, 5人.
Okay. And give us 1 person.
1人.
Break it down.
1人.
1 time fast.
1人.
2 people.
2人.
Break it down.
2人.
1 time fast.
2人.
3 people.
3人.
Break it down.
3人.
1 time fast.
3人.
4 people.
4人.
Break it down.
4人.
1 time fast.
4人.
5 people.
5人.
Break it down.
5人.
And 1 time fast.
5人.
Okay, if you're going higher than this, all you need is to take the number and put on...
人.
Yep. And again, check back to our other lessons. Now we got this. So let's just do a little example. Let's pretend I walk into a restaurant. Here we go.
いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか？
3人です。
はい、かしこまりました。
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What did you just say?
かしこまりました。
Now, what does this mean?
It's just another polite way to say I understand.
Yes. All, again, don't be tricked by the smoke and mirrors. It's just dressed up Japanese.
Yes.
Give it to us 1 time. Break it down, please.
かしこまりました。
And 1 time fast?
かしこまりました。
And it just means?
I understand.
Yep, that's it. Just saying, I got it. So I came in, Natsuko said.
いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか?
Welcome. How many people? I said.
3人です。
3 people. And she said.
はい、かしこまりました。
Got it. Now, after that, the next question that would come would be.
喫煙ですか?禁煙ですか?
Okay, Natsuko, ゆっくりお願いします。
喫煙ですか?禁煙ですか?
ゆっくりお願いします。
喫煙ですか?禁煙ですか?
And what's this?
Smoking or non-smoking?
Yes. In Japan, smokers still have some powers and
yes,
rights, right?
Yes.
So when you go to a restaurant, they're going to ask you smoking or non-smoking.
Yes.
And you don't want to get this one wrong, because if you're a non-smoker, it's pretty tough because
yes.
it is a big cloud of smoke, right?
Right.
Okay, so what we want to do is give you the words and show you how to answer this one, because this could make or break a meal, right, Natsuko?
Yes.
Okay, can you give us the first one?
喫煙.
And this is?
Smoking.
Okay, break it down.
喫煙.
And 1 time fast.
喫煙.
Okay, smoking. Next we have?
禁煙.
And this is?
Non-smoking.
Give it to us 1 more time.
禁煙.
Break it down.
喫煙.
And 1 time fast.
禁煙.
Okay, now give us the questions. Nice and slow.
喫煙ですか?
Smoking?
禁煙ですか?
Non-smoking. Perhaps a good majority of you out there would like the non-smoking.
Right.
So give it to us 1 more time.
禁煙.
Yes, great. Okay, so now we're going to do the conversation when you walk in the door again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want to get that one wrong, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's take it from the top 1 more time.
いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか?
3人です。
はい、かしこまりました。喫煙ですか?禁煙ですか?
禁煙です。
はい、かしこまりました。
Okay. Okay, Natsuko, can you run that back for us?
Okay. いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
何名様ですか?
How many people?
3人です。
3.
はい、かしこまりました。
Yes, I understand.
喫煙ですか? 禁煙ですか?
Smoking or non-smoking?
禁煙です。
Non-smoking. Give it to us one more time.
禁煙です。
Yes, 禁煙 is the one you want for non-smoking.
You can also say 禁煙お願いします。
Okay, give it to us one more time. Nice and slow. ゆっくりお願いします。
禁煙お願いします。
Great. Let's do the conversation one more time, applying what you just showed us.
Okay. いらっしゃいませ。何名様ですか
?3人です。禁煙お願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
Okay, and that's it. Now you get to the table. And once you're at the table, it's no problem. Lastly today, we want to introduce you to one of the most vital words.
Oh, yes.
When it comes to ordering. Okay? This is so important. And, it was a rough 2 months without this word here. I'll tell you that.
Right.
Now, the word we're going to give you is... Natsuko, please.
Nuki.
One more time.
Nuki.
It's very easy to remember. One more time.
Nuki.
So easy to remember, so important. What does this mean?
Without.
Without. Yes. And you're going to want to write this down. Write it on your map. Because for the first 2 months I was here, I couldn't say...
Nuki.
I didn't know how the word, and I always wanted something without. I would try and say, this, no, no, no. And they would say, oh, you don't want to order? I said, no, I want to order, but I don't want this.
Yes, that would be hard.
Oh, then my friend finally taught me the word. And to date, he's my best friend.
No wonder.
Okay. What is, can you give us the word one more time?
Nuki.
Break it down.
Nuki.
And one time fast.
Nuki.
Yes. My cousin, he doesn't like onions. So, in his case, how would he, if he came to Japan and he wanted something without onions, what would he say?
Onion. Nuki de onegai shimasu.
Okay. One more time. Nice and slow. Yukkuri onegai shimasu.
Onion. Nuki de onegai shimasu.
Yes. Now notice, we have nuki plus
de.
De. And then we have?
お願いします。
抜きでお願いします。
Yes.
Again, the English word goes in the front, followed by?
抜き。
What you put in the front should get through.
Usually, yes.
If not, with the rest of the context, they'll understand that you don't want something on your food. So maybe they'll call someone who knows English, or it should get through, right?
Yes.
Again, the important thing is the 抜きで.
Yeah, right.
This is one of the best phrases out there. I had a friend and he always said, wasabi nuki.
Oh.
He loves sushi, but he didn't like the wasabi.
Oh, right.
A little too much for him.
Right.
So he would always say, whenever he went to the sushi place, he would order and then say,
wasabi nuki de onegai shimasu.
Yep. And you guys could use this too. Again, anything you don't want in there goes in the front. In the back, we have
nuki.
Yes. Because, yes, I like my food my way, unfortunately. And in Japan, so many things are set.
Right.
You can't really pick and choose. Right? It comes kind of like a set meal.
Yes.
So if you want something out of there, you got to ask for it.
Yeah, right.
And this is the way to do it. Okay, so that's going to wrap it up for today.
また明日ね。
See you tomorrow. Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.